Happy Thanksgiving. How's everyone doing today? Welcome to the Culture and Cannabis Podcast. What's up? How's everyone doing? Happy Thanksgiving. With my guy here, JC Coates. I'm full-time toady. This is the Thanksgiving podcast.
It's the Thanksgiving podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, so here we are. Just you and me today.
It is just you and I.
So we're going to dive into some cool stuff. But, you know, so Thanksgiving, man. What do you got planned today?
Well, I mean, I walked in here today and, you know, you took the Corvette to work today.
Yeah, right? Corvette to work today.
Yeah, and it had the Buffalo Bills flags on it, right? So that's the first thing that I see, right? When I walk in the door, right? You know, the Cowboys are playing today because they play every Thanksgiving because they're America's team.
Quote unquote America's team.
They're America's team, right? But I guess they're playing. I don't know how this happened, right? But the Buffalo Bills have lined up to play the Cowboys
today. Yes, yeah, and we're going to demolish them today. It's going to be they're going to wipe them out.
Really?
Yeah, it's gonna
Did
be,
you bet on that?
It's going to be bad.
Did you bet on that today?
I didn't. I did. I don't bet on my own teams, but I'm a big Buffalo Bills fan. I'm currently wearing my Doug Flutie jersey, and we're here, and I am here to tell you that the Cowboys are going to lose.
Well, so. I'm wearing my Darth Vader jersey.
Darth Vader jersey?
Yeah, so.
What does that mean?
I mean, it means the Cowboys are going to bring some darkness to the Bills today.
I don't know about that. So, you know, today at 1 o'clock, Buffalo versus the Cowboys. But first, I want to talk about one thing, Thanksgiving. You know, what are you thankful for?
Me?
Yeah, what are you thankful for?
What am I thankful for? Shit, man. I'm thankful for a lot of things. You know, I believe in thankfulness.
Yeah, list them out.
All right, so I'm going to take it from the top, right?
Take it
from the top, and then, I mean, here's the thing, because I do believe in gratitude. I want to preface this first, right? Because I participate in gratitude on a daily basis. I think it's important. I wake up to it. I implement it in my life because here's the thing, like for a lot of my life, I had self-talk, right? Mm-hmm. Had a lot of negative self-talk in my life that, you know, hindered me from this or that. And a lot of that stuff that I've been able to overcome has been through gratitude, right? Because anytime, and I'm grateful for this right now, to learn this lesson, because anytime that those thoughts, right, that negative self-talk creeps into your mind when you're trying to do something and it doesn't, you know, you don't think you can, or, you know what it is, right? However it talks to you, then you just replace it, right, with a thought of gratitude.
Yeah, well, you know, you figure it out what you're thankful for, right? Mm-hmm. In the sense, you know, why be mad about something? Be thankful that you have, right? You know, you could be mad that you had to put new tires on your car, but be thankful that you have a car, right? Because a lot of people don't have cars.
Yeah, that's right. You could have been in a pileup, right? Instead, you're at the tire shop.
Right? Yeah, you're still alive today. You still got your health, so that's good. I like that.
And it's cool to, like, talk about it and, like, you know, oh, I'm smart about gratitude or whatever, but I think it actually, there's scientific studies, right, that say that, you know, just by being grateful and practicing gratitude actually changes, you know, the way that your mind is and your body and everything like that. It just really changes your entire life. So,
your number one point today is don't be thankful just on Thanksgiving. Be thankful every day.
I mean, just the gift of being able to be grateful, right? And knowing that it could be a tool in your life to be grateful, to be thankful, and understanding how that can really just change your entire life, right? Change your attitude, change your life, type of thing. I'm grateful for that.
That's awesome. You know, I'm thankful for. I got two of my awesome family members in the studio. I got my Uncle Vic and my dad here today. My Uncle Vic visiting from Syracuse, New York, aka very close to Buffalo. That's why we're representing. They're here in the studio rocking some Bills stuff. So very thankful for my family. Thankful for this guy that they get to do this every week, every Thursday. Thankful for Rick that he allows us to do it here. So yeah, I'm also thankful that the Bills are going to beat the shit out of the Cowboys today. That's going to be, I'm really thankful for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well. Somebody's trying to razz me up here.
Just razz him up a little bit.
Here's the thing. I made a trip down to the sports book today.
How much did you bet?
$20.
$20. You did three game parlay?
I took all three games.
Today, who do you got?
I took the let's check. Let's pull the old sports ticket out here.
Oh, you got it on you.
Yeah, I got it on me.
You just come straight from the sports bet here? Where do you go? Where do you go? Oh, Sam's Town.
I had to go to Sam's Town.
Old school.
I had to go to Sam's Town.
Old school.
It's east side way of life.
You and every other 90-year-old person in town went to Sam's Town today. They can place their bets.
Hey, I'm grateful for Sam's Town.
I'm thankful. Shout out. Who do you got here?
So we did a three-team parlay. We got the Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Cowboys. That's a bad bet.
We did Bears money line.
Okay.
Cowboys, we took the points. Okay. So we'll give you the 6.5, okay, right? But we're still going to take the full 7. I think it's going to be, yeah, we're going to end up probably winning by 10. And then Saints. The Saints, right? You know.
Yeah, the Saints. Who?
We gave it the points, the Saints. So, Saints. Yeah, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm living at.
Dope.
On this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so you're going to, after this, we're going to go home, watch the game, and start a Thanksgiving that could be a Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Right? You do Thanksgiving, you do Thanksgiving.
What
you
is
do
Thanksgiving?
Both.
What is it? What is it?
Thanksgiving, you know, just the idea of having a Thanksgiving that uses cannabis, right? You know, mm-hmm. You have a Thanksgiving that cannabis is a part of your, you know, your Thanksgiving plans, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, whether that's smoking, doing that. And we have some tips me and JC came up with to have a mm-hmm. great Thanksgiving. I'm just going to dive into this. So, you know, there's four really good things that you can do to have a really great Thanksgiving. Number one, have one at least a special infused dish, right? There's tons of things that you could do. Obviously, you probably don't want to baste the turkey with cannabis oil. That probably wouldn't be good for the family. But, you know, make a dessert, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to today do something that's super easy, a super easy edible that you can make at home. So s'mores. I love s'mores. Mm. You love s'mores. Everyone loves s'mores, right? So if you're going to do s'mores today, the easiest way to do it, go to your local dispensary while they're still open. They're doing great deals today all around town. Go buy a 100 milligram chocolate bar. All you gotta do is put that chocolate bar on a graham cracker, put your marshmallow on there, use the dab torch that you're taking dabs with to get your that marshmallow nice and toasty, put another graham cracker on top, boom, special infused dish.
That sounds fucking delicious.
It's super easy, super awesome. I saw it happen for the first time this week at Nuwu.
At the Nuwu.
I was at Nuwu at the lounge. I got to take my uncle and my dad, shout out to Gen T. On a very special like cannabis tour deal, right?
Yeah.
Started at 7th and Carson, hop on a bus, went to Nuwu. You did it with me the first time.
I've done it with you. So
and now we're
talking about going to a dispensary where you can actually
smoke
weed.
I'm thankful for that.
And they're doing s'mores?
They're doing $15 s'mores. You roll up, you get two pieces, that's 20 milligrams. You get a marshmallow, the whole shebang. They make it right in front of you.
Mm.
It's great.
They use a dab torch?
They use the dab torch. That's what I'm saying, right? Being inventive, using what you already have, being grateful for what you currently have to make better stuff.
Yeah. And maybe it's not just a dab torch. Maybe that torch has...
You can use it for
multiple things that you can use it for.
Yeah,
right?
you
maybe
know.
It's not just for dabs.
You can use it for multiple things.
S'mores.
So that's a great thing that you can do. A s'mores dish, super easy on your Thanksgiving. Two, buy the correct weed. Know what you're smoking before you hop into Thanksgiving. Obviously, you're not trying to smoke the heaviest indica you can find. You want to be awake. You want to be alive. You don't want to, you know, suppress that appetite. You want to induce that appetite, right? So we went on Leafly and we found, you know, 5 strains that would be good. Thin Mint Girl Scout Cookies, an awesome strain, really, really great. We got Blackwater, a great Blackwater strain would be awesome. Purple Kush, another great strain that's great for Thanksgiving. A Chem OG, one of those guys, be great for it. And a Tahoe OG Kush, one of my favorite strains of all time. All great strains for your Thanksgiving.
Are these like sativas, or are they hybrids?
Hybrids, right? So, you know, for example, you know, the Thin Mint Girl Scout Cookies, it's a hybrid containing German Poison, OG Kush genetics. It's a phenotype of a legendary GSC, which is Girl Scout Cookies. It's potent, and, you know, it hits people with this full body relaxation. Sometimes it can send you straight to sleep, but if you can push through that, great appetite, great conversations, great times. So 5 strains, check that out. Leafly has it. Just all you got to search is, you know, best cannabis strains for Thanksgiving. It's on there. You still have time to go hit your dispensary and pick up one of these strains. Number three. So right now we have an infused dish. Pick the right strain. Number three, don't get too high, people. I hate that. This happened to me about 2 years ago. I got too sauced, came in too hot, was drinking the Silver Oak and smoking the ganj.
Ooh, the Silver Oak.
In bed by 8:30.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, you only get so much time with your family. Be thankful for that, right? And so it's cool if you want to take a little toke, right? Induce that appetite, have a family conversation with your family. But don't be a zombie.
Right.
That's lame. Being a zombie at Thanksgiving. And I know, like, people right now at home, like, bro, what the fuck? What do you mean don't get too high? Don't get too high, bro. Don't be that dick. That's what I mean.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it either, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I, you know, I wouldn't want someone to be blacked out. And
Thanksgiving's
awful.
An all-day day.
It's an all-day thing. You gotta go yards, right? You gotta go the full yards. The same way that the Bills are gonna go against the Cowboys today. So just remember that. actually, we have five today. I'm sorry. Thanksgiving jokes.
Oh, we got some Thanksgiving jokes?
We got JC, I heard you're good at Thanksgiving jokes.
I'm actually terrible at them, but I mean, I picked out a couple.
What do you got? You got any good that you can drop on us?
I got one.
Okay, I'll give a second one after this.
So
it's not a Thanksgiving joke, but
yeah, I mean, so you know, sometimes I have a line to like superheroes, right? And so I called Darth Vader today. And we were just, you know, catching up. Right, and talking about what we're grateful for, and my joke is basically what his reply was when I asked him what he's grateful for, and he's like, "I'm grateful for my family."
I don't know if people at home get that one.
I probably said it wrong,
because Luke Skywalker is his.
Well,
child.
Darth Vader has. He has family issues.
He's got a couple kids, I feel like. He's a baby daddy.
And
for
he's
sure.
got family issues, but he's still grateful.
Is he?
But I thought it was funny anyway. Yeah.
It might be funny if you were there.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Darth Vader told me he was thankful for his family.
All right. Well, he's thankful for his family. That's a funny joke. This is not a Thanksgiving joke, but this is a joke that I use all the time.
Okay.
What do you call a fish with no eyes?
A fish with no eyes. I feel like I know this one.
What's a fish with no eyes?
The no-eyed fish.
Get it? F-I-S-H, yeah, yeah. No eyes.
All right, one more. What did a dog was standing on a roof? What did he say?
Woof, woof.
Ruff, 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 ruff. I probably didn't say that right either.
If you're not good at Thanksgiving jokes, our number five tip on Thanksgiving is avoid talking politics. Obviously, right now in America, this is a very difficult topic to talk about. You know, try not to bring it up. It's hard not to. You definitely have that aunt and uncle that just, you know, wants to come in talking hot about Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Or vice versa. They want to come in hot talking about, you know, Bernie Sanders, right? Mm-hmm. Either way it goes, leave that shit at home. If you want to get controversial, talk about the Bills versus the Cowboys. So yeah. Bills versus Cowboys, bro.
It's going to be a rough day for you guys.
It's going to be a hard day for you. But if you end up getting dragged in to one of those political talks, mm-hmm. me and JC came up with some great talking points to give to your crazy aunts, uncles, grandparents, whoever it may be, about cannabis, right? So we got a couple talking points here. Number one talking point, that the marijuana legalization movement just boosts the economy. I mean, because every, you know, one thing that a lot of people like is money. And that's what it comes down to. People want to know what the fiscal boost is going to be by legalizing something. So a stat that I pulled here was there's going to be a $7.2 billion in economic activity in 2016.
How much?
$7.2 billion in 2016 from cannabis.
That's a lot of money.
That's tons, right? And tax revenue is just getting crazy and crazy. Great, that's a great stat to have. 2016, $7.2 billion in the industry, and a good portion of that gets to go to tax revenue to help with programs. Nevada is using some of that money right now for homeless people, right?
I've heard about that.
I don't know if that's 100% true. You can fact check me on that one.
It's creating jobs, though.
100% it's creating jobs,
people
right?
are getting to work. People, yeah. Their lives are being changed because of the opportunity to be able to work in the cannabis space. And
it's amazing.
It is amazing.
So, some good stats for you. Legalizing marijuana results in decreased teen marijuana use. So, that's a big issue, right? Everyone, you know, used cannabis as a teenager. It's probably not the best thing. And those people at home right now, you know, probably screaming at their TV, yelling at me. But I believe that, you know, your frontal lobe's not developed. You got to be careful with doing anything, alcohol, cannabis, any of that stuff, because you don't want to fuck up your brain, mm-hmm. right? This is the most important part of your body.
Yeah, I mean, just, yeah. And we're talking to your crazy aunt, right?
Let them know. So marijuana use among eighth graders in Washington State decreased following legalization in 2012 from 9.8% to 7.3%. And this is 2014 to 2016. That's almost 2%, over 2%. It dropped, and that's a lot. According to a December 28 report from RAND, a study from the Center of Disease Control, the CDC, which everyone knows, found that the past year marijuana use decreased by 17% from 18.5% in 2002 to 13.1% in 2014 among U.S. kids ages 12 to 17. Colorado teens between the ages of 12 and 17 years old reported nearly 12% drop in marijuana use. So
our kids are smoking less weed.
Smoking less. You want to know why?
Why?
Because it's legalized.
Yeah.
Not as cool anymore. Right? The same way.
It's not like sneaking out to smoke pot,
it's
right?
Like, Like, I got my buddy's brother. He's got a dime sack for me.
Yeah.
How do you, most of the time it's oregano.
Mm-hmm.
You should think you're smoking weed and you end up smoking oregano and some basil. That's happened to me once or
did
twice.
Did that happen to you?
I was young, didn't know what I was looking at. You thought it was weed. And then I'm like, dude, I've had this too many times to know this is not weed.
Yeah.
I'm Italian. I gotta know what basil and oregano is.
We used to get bricks from Brownsville.
Where's Brownsville at?
It would kind of resembled it was like on the border of Texas and Mexico, and it would be like a brick of weed, and it looked like a dirt weed,
some garbage.
It looked like it could have been
your oregano. Favorite type of weed.
It's your favorite type. It's the Bills.
It's the Cowboys favorite type of weed. Another talking point that you could talk about is how the legalization of marijuana is phasing out the black market, taking money away from drug cartels, organized crime, and street gangs. This is something that's a little bit more controversial. There's people that will say that the legalization of marijuana is helping that market. I believe it's taken away. I believe that, and as more and more time goes through, you're going to see less and less people on the street selling cannabis.
Yeah, me too.
I think the last time I ever bought off the street was maybe like 2-3 years ago. And then ever since then, I've been buying from a dispensary.
Yeah, I mean, I buy from the homies sometimes. But I think they probably get it from the dispensary. Sometimes.
Their homegrown.
Yeah, I mean, I smoked black market cannabis my entire life. I was raised on black market cannabis, Now I'm smoking this lab-tested medicine. It seems a lot better.
A lot better?
A lot better. I mean,
it tastes a lot better to me. You got to be careful though. People getting bribes. Labs are getting.
Yeah. What's up with the labs, man?
Dude, I don't know, man. One's got shut down in Reno.
And here's the thing. This is my. And I'll just put my 2 cents in here, right? We're talking about the labs getting a particular lab. They got like a huge fine. They're, lying on their lab test results, right? Because they think that the consumer is looking for the THC percentage, right? That has to be at a certain level, right? And so when they get to a certain level, they think that they can sell more weed. But we've been talking about this for forever, right?
Yes.
It's not about the percentage. It's so many other things, right? And, the terpene profiles, get to know your medicine. It's not just about the hype or the highness number of the THC level. And that's what I think, and then they're trying to pay for these. Maybe it's coming up, 18% or like just a norm, like basic weed, like weed should just be like around 20-ish. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then
I think the point that always gets me about the THC percentage is like, if you walk into a bar, and I hate comparing weed to alcohol, but if you walk into a bar, you're not asking me, hey, let me get your highest alcohol percentage drink here.
Mm.
They're like, okay, here's some Everclear. No, I don't want that fucking Everclear. And that's the same thing that people are doing when they go into a dispensary. So this Thanksgiving, if you go into a dispensary, ask about the terpene profiles.
Yeah, because that's the point, right? Because even if the percentage is all the way high, super high, a certain cannabis strain with a lower percentage will make you feel more high, right? Or will give you more relief in a certain
area,
right?
Or just make you feel better, right? Yeah. Less anxiety. Some of these high strains, you don't know what they're growing it with to get those high THC numbers. A lot of the time, people are paying for those percentages. But you want to be careful how you're smoking, what you're doing. Definitely don't want to get anxiety on Thanksgiving. That would suck. Another stat to tell your crazy uncle or aunt, the enforcement of marijuana prohibition is a racist because people of color are disproportionately impacted, right? Mm-hmm. So the idea that, for so long, cannabis has been illegal, and so all these minority communities have been affected by that.
it's destroyed families.
Destroyed,
right?
Yeah. You know, got.
I don't think that was really the intent of the war on drugs. Maybe it was. I don't really know, but like just the fact that you know, the criminalized situation with cannabis has destroyed. Yeah. Families all throughout the country. There's people still in prison today, while there's other people of different, you know, basic social groups that are making millions of dollars, and it's crazy.
And what's so cool about this is that we've talked about this before. We're going to continue talking about this. Is like social equity programs, right? Mm. We had our good friend Vincent E. Norman on here 2 weeks ago. No, 3 weeks ago, almost now. Mm-hmm. We've had Madison and Tina from Normal on here, and we've talked about this. But the social equity programs are so, so important in new states that are coming online. Make sure if you're in a state that's getting trying to get legalized, talk about those programs, mm-hmm. right? It's, you know, it's definitely awesome. It helps people that have been impacted or family members of people that have been impacted by cannabis prohibition. So yeah, check that out.
Cannabis being legal is a good thing.
It's a great thing. It's a medicine. It's a plant, yeah. Bro.
And you're summing it up,
in your backyard.
Up here,
yeah. You know, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't put it past the pilgrims that came over. You know, when they came over to, what was it?
Plymouth Rock?
Plymouth Rock.
Yeah.
They planted some tobacco and some weed, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know for a fact. But it seems like, they would do that.
I'm pretty sure the Native Americans were already, growing it and smoking.
Probably the Native Americans probably really doing it. Another one would be marijuana is less harmful than alcohol and tobacco, which are already legal. Obviously, we see that on a today basis. And if your aunt or uncle comes back and ask you about the vape crisis, tell them, one, that was from the black market. Two, majority of those people were getting affected by vaping, like e-cigarettes, which are also legal. Make sure you bring those 2 points up.
And there's a full article on our website.
All about this.
About the vaping crisis and all that stuff. So you can send, it's a wealth of information there.
I think the other biggest thing too that you can talk about with your aunt and uncle is the uses of medical marijuana, right? I mean, talk about endless uses of this plant. Mm. First of all, talking about CBD, you know, the non-psychoactive part of cannabis. We were both very familiar with Harmonious CBD, something that I take on a daily basis. That's been known to help people with diabetes, high blood pressure, really bad inflammation from severe pain, anxiety, sleep, being sleep deprived. And the list just continues and continues. Right in front of us, I have a blog by none other than Harvard, just so that we're clear, Harvard. And they're talking about how, you know, in the United States, medical marijuana is great for pain control, which is, I know, I've used it firsthand. I know people that have used it firsthand. You've used it yourself for pain control.
Yeah, and I think on that note, you know, most of our older relatives are probably taking opioids for pain if they are in fact, you know, in pain and they're prescribed, and cannabis is we all know what opioids have done to this country, right? And what it continues to do, and cannabis helps people get off of it, and that's incredible, you know.
Yeah, and so, you know, there's a, if you just type in medical marijuana, Harvard Health Publishing, there's a great article that talks about all the great things that you can do with cannabis, CBD, THC, all that good stuff. And so, yeah, Thanksgiving, it might be tough to break away. What do you do? How do you prepare for Thanksgiving? Are you the person that goes outside, like, hey, let's go take a walk type of guy? Or you just go out in the backyard and light up that joint?
All right. So, well, this year we're having it at our house, right?
At your house.
Yeah. So the bong's on the table, just like the bong is always on the table at my house.
you're not changing anything different.
No, and we have teenagers, right? And, you know,
how do you combat that, right? Because the idea of, you know, smoking a joint, it's kind of the same idea of having a glass of wine. What's the difference?
It should be, right? And that's what we're trying to get our, you know, the point across. And I don't know, I don't have all the answers, and I don't know, you know, but in our house, right, we kind of, you know, treat it like, you know, the Italians do wine, right? And
yeah.
So, you know, you have a lower rate of alcoholism in Italy, right, than you do here, right? Because they have it at the table, it's available, it's not a big deal, you don't have to sneak around to do it, it's just there, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's just kind of how we do it at our house.
Yeah, So when it's so funny is that when I was a freshman in college, and that's where I really started using cannabis. I'm a big Italian family. My grandmother lives across the street from me, and so every year we have Thanksgiving at my house. There's probably this year we got like 40 of us. It's gonna be insane. Half my family, by the way, are Cowboys fans, so they're gonna be have a pretty up, you know, not very good Thanksgiving after the Bills beat the Cowboys. So going back to what I was saying, my freshman year of college, I came home and I was using cannabis. I'm like, dude, I can't wait to get high before Thanksgiving. Mm. I love the food. Food's always good. Good wine, good times, hang out with my family. So I had to go across the street, hide from my family, smoke a couple joints in my grandma's backyard, and then run back over to pretend like I was doing something.
Yeah.
And now, almost 7 Thanksgivings later, I got a squad of like 8 people outside with me from all ranges, right? I have, you know, my cousins, some of my aunts and uncles. They come out and, you know, they get indulged in cannabis, right? Just because you should, right? You know, this is a day of indulging and a day of thanks. So, you know, have that great Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies with that great glass of wine with, you know, a Silver Oak.
Yeah.
I got a 2011 Silver Oak waiting at home right now.
Ooh.
I'm gonna crack that bad boy open. I'm excited about that. You any like special dishes that you guys do?
There's so much food cooking at my house right now. I just escaped.
I know that, you know, you have, Joyce, part of the family, your girlfriend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's
from the Philippines.
Philippines. Filipino. Mm-hmm. I was going to say Asian, but I didn't want to be, Filipino. So you guys do any like special, any like traditions with that or?
Basically straight up American food, I guess. Traditional Thanksgiving. Yeah. Turkey, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
You know.
So for people that know, I used to be very heavily involved with a wing truck.
Up in Reno.
So we carry that tradition down here by, you know, we do a deep fried.
Slater's.
So we do a deep fried turkey. And it's about 2-3 years ago, it became my responsibility to make this deep fried turkey. So after I get here, I got to go deep fry a couple turkeys and watch the Bills beat the Cowboys.
Good luck with that, brother. Good luck with that.
I mean, if we just want to talk some stats, I'm pretty sure last year the Cowboys lost. And I don't know what their record is, but it's not as good as the Bills.
Do you remember a guy named Jim Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a hard time winning too, didn't he?
I didn't know you were going to bring that up.
Didn't Troy Aikman beat him in the Super Bowl?
He maybe once or twice, but we'll see about that.
You guys haven't won a Super Bowl since or before that, have you guys?
We have not won a Super Bowl yet.
I think we won a Super Bowl that year.
How many Super Bowls have you guys won?
I think that was the last year that we won. And it was against the Bills. That's weird. And now it's here it is again on Turkey Day.
Yeah. On Turkey Day.
In front of everyone.
National television, bro.
Here it is.
Yeah. They're ready. They're prepared. My guy Josh Allen's going to be throwing some deep balls, running some balls into the end zone.
Yeah. I took a picture of your Bills flags.
Good.
So
good.
Everybody, you know.
So make sure
there's no running from it after
make
today.
Make sure everybody knows.
There's no running
what,
from it.
What the deal? What the deal is?
What are you smoking on over there?
Brought some good stuff. I got a ton of shit over here right now. I brought my rolling tray. I got a motivator here. This is definitely something that you don't want to smoke before Thanksgiving. This will put you to bed. It will definitely not motivate you. It will motivate you to go to sleep. But this is my cannabinoid, one of my favorites. We got a Kind joint. What is that? That Ghost OG? That's a great hybrid. And then I got some MPX Sour Pebbles. You wanna spark one of these guys up?
Let's try it. It's a cool tube.
What?
That's a cool tube.
And then shout out to my guy Brandon from Harmony CBD, bought me this as a gift.
Santa Cruz?
Dude,
you don't do skateboards, man.
Santa Cruz, the shredder, bro.
The shredder? Oh.
I used to skateboard back in the day.
Did you? Yeah.
You
can ollie?
Back in the day, I could. I don't know how good
I didn't
I
know
would.
Buffalo Bills
fans could do
fans
that.
Knew how to ride a skateboard.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I mean, that's just what I heard. I think Jim Kelly told me. I like Doug Flutie, though.
Doug Flutie. That's what I'm rocking right now. Shout out to my Canadian brothers and sisters.
He was a small guy.
Small guy.
Get it done.
Got it done.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't win the Super Bowl either, but I mean, that's what getting it done means, truly, right?
I mean, you know, I don't know. It's the Bills' way. Not winning Super Bowls.
So yeah. We gotta.
I gotta get out of here, man.
You gotta go home and cook things. Yeah. I gotta go cook some fucking turkeys. Listen, I hope everyone today is very thankful and grateful for what they have. I hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving. If you guys don't have a place to go this Thanksgiving, let people know. People are always looking to bring other people in. I would say come over to my house, but I already have too many people coming, so I can't come here. JC, maybe, though.
You can definitely come to my house.
Come to his house. He's got weed and bongs and joints and wine and a great time.
Yeah.
And a great time. So don't forget your talking points today. Don't forget to have a good Thanksgiving. Don't forget to watch the Bills beat the Cowboys on national television, 1 o'clock. And I think that's all I got today.
All right. We'll catch you guys next time.
You guys have a great Thanksgiving. I'm Anthony Lee, a.k.a. Full-Time Tony. This is JC Coates, JC Mad Coates. It's all going to be good. Your Darth Vader jokes are going to make it. You guys have a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you guys next week for another podcast. Peace.
Peace.